This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا صدق الله العظيم. We concluded in the previous segment with verse number 63, in which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had asked his servant and helper, who was Yusha' bin Nun alayhi salam, for the food and the breakfast. And we had explored the different opinions if the same fish which hopped out was the fish they were eating from. Either way, it was a miracle. Whether they ate from it or they did not eat, the fact that that fish hopped out was a miracle. And of course, al-khawariq wal-mu'ajizat, miracles happen with the Prophet, the Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam. So when Musa alayhi salam asked Yusha ibn Nun, atina ghada'ana laqad laqina min safarina hadha nasaba, that please bring forth the food. We are rather exhausted. And remember, according to the narration, we learn that fatigue only overpowered them once they had trespassed the actual location. But again, like we mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give an absolute precise place. Allah said the confluence of the two oceans and where the fish hops out. So it wasn't a pinpointed destination. And this is part of the challenges that a person needs to contend with in the journey of knowledge. How many times when you go out in the search of a scholar, you go there, he's not available, or he just left, or he just retired to bed. Read about Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, leave anyone else. After the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he started his quest for knowledge. And people said, oh, Ibn Abbas, why are you traveling so far? It's an era rich with companions. But nothing would distract Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And then came the day where tens of hundreds of people will converge and congregate and throng at the doorstep of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and people realized that way his knowledge had taken him. So verse number 64, Musa alayhi salam said to Yusha ibn Nun, قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِ, that is precisely the location we are searching for. You told me that the fish hopped out. Well, actually that is the place where we need to go back, because this is the place identified at where this sage of the age, this friend of Allah, who has knowledge, who has a particular science, which I'm unaware of, will be based. Qala, he said, ذَلِكَ that مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي is what we are hopeful of, desirous of. فَارْتَدَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. So then what they did was, فَارْتَدَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا, they retraced their steps. They started walking back and retracing their steps. Scholars say it indicates it was obviously a dusty path. It was a sandy path. So the imprints probably were still there. The imprints were still there. I have an eye for safari and we go for hunting. And of course, those that are PH professional hunters, they will look in the, you know what, in the precincts. And from there, they can see the footprints of which animal. And then they'll tell you that, you know what, there's gazelle here, there's deer here, there's antelope here, there's blessed buck here, or there is whatever type of game that is in the area. And also from the droppings of that animal, you know, they can indicate to you that how recent an animal had passed by. So professional hunters will tell you, and obviously that gives them a lead in understanding the type of game that is found in that particular area. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي, that is what we are hoping for. فَارْتَدَّ, so they retraced their steps and they went back to the place. And that is verse number 64. According to the hadith of Bukhari, when they arrived at that place, they find a person, مُسَجَّن بِثَوْبٍ, مُسَجَّن بِثَوْبٍ, who's wrapped up and covered up in a cloth. He's covered up, he's wrapped up. Musa alayhi salam came there and he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He greeted him. So this person, who we know of course is Khadir, he said, وَأَنَّا بِأَرْضِكَ السَّلَامِ. And who is making salam here in this strange land? You know, sometimes you are traveling, you are in a foreign place, or probably you're hiking, or you're doing, you're on a fishing trip, you buy a dam where there isn't much signal, there's no network, and you just yourself and family, yourself and a friend. And suddenly you hear a voice, and it's a familiar voice, and lo and behold, you're trying to process, like, where did I hear this voice in this place? I cannot reconcile. I mean, like, we are here in, away from, you know what, it's not an inhabited place, it's not a marked place, it's not a populated place, and yeah, I'm hearing a salam. So Musa alayhi salam said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This individual Khadir, musajjan bi thawbin, wrapped up in, wa anna bi ardika salam. And who is greeting here? So Musa alayhi salam said, this is Musa. So Khadir said, and which Musa is this? So he said, this is Musa from Bani Israel. Now let's just pause here, my brother and my sister. Unanimously, the scholars agree between the ranking of the two, Musa alayhi salatu was salam's rank is senior to Khadir. Musa alayhi salam possesses the knowledge of the laws and the injunctions of Allah, which is the means of the qurb of Allah, the means of the closeness and the proximity of Allah. Khadir alayhi salatu was salam has the knowledge of ilmu asrar al-kawn, ilmu asrar al-kawn, the secrets of the happenings and the mysteries in the world. This is also a knowledge, this is also a science, but this is not connected to the closeness of the Almighty. The more you follow the teachings of Musa, the closer you become to Allah. The more you understand the wisdom of what was conferred upon Khadir alayhi salam, this does not elevate your rank in the eyes of the Almighty. So we need to be very clear about the two different types of sciences. Musa alayhi salam was shari' alayhi salam. Bring in the sharia. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا. Then we had given you the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the knowledge of Khadir alayhi salam is ilmu asrar al-kawn, the knowledge of the secrets of the happenings of the world. And when you compare that knowledge with the divine teachings, commandments, injunctions and tenets, then of course the latter, that is what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had, is far more superior. However, to impress upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ihtiyat fil kalam, as expressed in Bayanul Quran, that in future, whenever anybody asks you a question, who is the most learned, then exercise precaution. Exercise precaution. Do not give a general answer, I am more learned. Direct it to the Almighty. فَعَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ إِذْ لَمْ يَرُدَّ الْعِلْمَ إِلَيْهِ. You would observe now that Musa alayhi salam, because he's coming in the capacity to learn from this individual, the tone, the demeanor, the body language, the choice of words is that of a very humble, obliging student. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless me with humility. May Allah bless us with humility. We cannot learn knowledge without humility. Yes, information. You can have loads of information. You can have loads of information. And today, at the press of a button, it's at your disposal. You can have all that in one particular, you know what, hard drive, or in one stick, or in one memory card. You can download everything. That's information. But when it comes to knowledge, مَكَثْتُ سَنَةً أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَسْأَلَ عُمَرٌ. Bukhari, Jild Thani, the second volume, Kitab al-Tafsir, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said that I wanted to ask Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu regarding the two women who have been referenced in Surah al-Tahrim in the 28th chapter of the Quran. In tatuba ila Allahi faqad saqat qulubukuma in tatuba ila Allah ay fahuwa al-wajib, according to Madarik al-Tanzil. That you too should repent to Allah, because that is necessary. In tatuba ila Allahi faqad saqat qulubukuma wa in tadahara. Who have been referenced in these verses? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said that I waited for a year long to ask Umar ibn Khattab, who was referred to here. Then we were on the journey of Hajj, and he moved aside and he was performing ablution, and I seized the moment and I poured water and I casually engaged him, and I found the setting was perfectly right to engage my teacher, my mentor, and my spiritual guide. And he said, Tilka Aisha wa Hafsa. That verse refers to Aisha and Hafsa radiallahu anhuma. A year long to find the right time. Today we would just yell or scream out at a scholar, at an imam, at a leader, hey, just wait for me, I need to ask you a question. Hey, just hang on, I'll drop you this, you just reply. Well, you might get the reply, my brother. You might get the reply and you might stop him in his tracks, but surely that's not how knowledge is acquired. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Right, so this is the verse of the 26th juz of the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, the chapter on apartments. And although these etiquettes in principle were designed and mentioned and revealed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course he is the noblest of Allah's creation, but the scholars say, and these are not my words, experts on the exegesis of the Quran tell us that these laws and rules apply not only exclusively to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but even beyond, it will filter down between disciple and mentor, between student and teacher, between learner and tutor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a group of people had come and they wanted to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were some villages that had come. If I recall, it was Banu Tamim. And so they didn't know where was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting. So they said, ya Muhammad, ukhruj ilayna, oh Muhammad, like we here, we would like to meet you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, inna alladhina yunadunaka min wara'il hujurat, inna alladhina yunadunaka min wara'il hujurat, aktharuhum la ya'qilun. Those who scream out to you from outside the apartments, this is not an act of intelligence. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ. If only they could persevere until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam exited at the time he intended to exit, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. It would have been better for them. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in chapter 19 in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dialogue between Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father. He said, oh my dad, you my father, you my father. But hang on, when it comes to knowledge, Allah has given me knowledge which you don't have. Ya abati qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni. So follow me, ahdika siratan sawiyya. I will guide you to the correct path. So the point we need to remind ourselves here is in this engagement, in this journey, in this interaction, you would observe the language, the demeanor, the position of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Though Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was more senior, but he was sent here by the Almighty to become familiar with another science, that existed, and see his respect and mannerism. So, Man addaba waladahu, it's an Arabic proverb. The one who taught mannerism to his children has given the biggest blow, arghama aduwahu, has given the biggest blow to his enemy. You know what? The biggest way you can defeat your enemy is teach mannerism and respect to your children. Man qa'ada bihi nasabuhu, من قعد به نسبه قام به أدبه. Wow, wow. من قعد به, the person whose lineage, social standing keeps him back, then نهض به أدبه, his respect will compensate and perfect the deficiency. In other words, in society, if you're not prominent, you're not coming from a prominent family, and you don't have that recognition through your family lineage, etc., then your mannerism will rise you and elevate you above that. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said it, that رَأَيْتُ الْعِلْمَ صَاحِبُهُ كَرِيمٌ وَلَوْ وَلَدَتْهُ آبَاءٌ لِآمُ. Okay, let's get to verse number 65. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. Verse number 65, فَوَجَدَ دُّيُّلْ تَثْنِيَا. They too found عَبْدًا, a servant, مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, from our servants. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً. We had blessed him with mercy. Your mercy could either refer to wilayat or nabuwat. He was a friend of Allah or he was the prophet of Allah. Of course, every prophet is a friend of Allah, but every friend of Allah is not a prophet. Like every prophet is truthful, but every truthful person is not a prophet. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. In mantiq, there's a terminology. I don't want to go into those intricacies, but those that are familiar with it would know what I'm referring to. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. They found one servant from amongst our servants there. أَتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً. We had blessed, endowed, favored him with mercy, wilayat or nabuwat, being the friend of Allah or the prophet of Allah. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we had taught him knowledge from our side. مِنْ لَدُنَّا, from our side here, refers that this was direct knowledge. This was direct knowledge that was inspired, that was conferred upon him. There wasn't a medium. It was directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired him. And you know what? Under this verse in chapter 2, in Juz 1, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he taught Adam alayhi salam the name of everything, the name of everything. And then, of course, he presented all the different, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented the different things before the angels and said, okay, tell me the name of this and tell me the name of this. And they said, لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. We have no knowledge, only what you taught us, Allah. That's it. Other than that, we don't have. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adamu anbi'hum bi asma'ihim. Oh, Adam, you tell them. And Adam alayhi salam, very confidently, very swiftly, very calmly, he replied. So under this ayah, it's written, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. Right, and allama is the fi'l that requires two maf'uls. So Adam is one and Asma is the second, of course. And kullaha is a tabi, which comes for emphasis, basic Arabic grammar. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam all the names. Now, they say there are two ways through which this teaching process could have occurred. Either intrinsically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endowed it to him. So it was in him. He knew it. Like a child is born knowing how to cry. Nobody teaches the child that, listen here, now when you need milk or you need a feed or you need a burp or you need a diaper change, just cry, just cry. No. This is nature's system of taking care of this child. And it's just so amazing that the child is born crying. And how unique for a father, for a stranger, the child is crying. You're not going to differentiate. But wallahi thumma wallah, I've seen this year that a woman, subhanallah al-azim, she will understand by the crying of the child that this cry refers to the baby needs a feed, the baby needs a burp, the baby needs a diaper change, the baby's tummy is paining, or it's uncomfortable, or this is the problem. And for me, it's like, you know what? It's not like a different tune of crying or a different sound of crying. It's just crying as in crying. But it's amazing how the mom Allah has placed that motherhood, and she responds to those crying accordingly. So intrinsically, part of that child is just to cry. And one scholar said it so beautifully, as believers, we also need to learn to cry before Allah. Like that child cries to the mother and the mother responds, we need to cry to Allah, but let that tears be real. Let the tears be real. Let the tears be real. And let it not be the crocodile tears. Nonetheless, even if we cannot cry, we endeavor to cry. فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. So there are two options. Either it was in the, you know what, intrinsically given to Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, عَلَّمَ, or it was formally taught to him. It was formally taught to him that this is the name of this year, this name, each item individually was formally taught to him, or intrinsically it was known to him. So in this way, in this ayat here, in verse number 65, عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, and we taught him a special knowledge. We taught him a special knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired him with this knowledge. Verse number 66, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now formally, if I can paraphrase, kind of applies to enroll in this institution of Khadir. Of course, I'm paraphrasing and putting context to it in present day terminology. So verse number 66, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Allahu Akbar. Moses said to him, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, may I follow you? Hal. May, is it possible? Can I? Your Excellency, can I? Hal attabi'uka ala an tu'allimani, on the condition that you teach me some of the knowledge that has been specially taught to you. O Khadir, can I ask of you kindly, this is verse number 66, can I sit in your company and learn from you? In Bayanul Quran, it is written, La yakhfa ala man lahu adna dhawqin. La yakhfa ala man lahu adna dhawqin bi asalib li kalamin ra'ahu Musa fi sawqi kalamihi li khidr. That any person who is familiar with the choice of words, with articulation, with respect, the matter will be crystally clear to him that in the adoption of the language of Musa alayhi salam, min ghayati tawadu, you will find a display of a great degree of humility, ala uluwi maqamihi, despite his elevated rank. Musa alayhi salam was so honorable and venerable, according to the hadith of Sahih Muslim, that when the angel of death came to him, Musa alayhi salatu was salam slapped him one. And the angel went back to Allah and said, Arsaltani ila abdin la yuridul maut. Oh my Lord, today you have dispatched me to an individual who doesn't want to die. And Allah said, this is my servant Musa, go back to him, identify yourself and tell him that you are Malakul Maut, etc. Right? The scholars of hadith have debated and argued and given, but the hadith appears in Sahih Muslim. The commentators have given many, many perspectives, etc. And then he comes back to Musa alayhi salam and he says to Musa that I have been sent by Allah and you know what, Allah has given you the choice for the extension of life or for death now, etc., etc. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's status was a very, very great ranking status. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam went on the journey of Mi'raj and he met the various prophets, right? He met Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the first sky, then he met Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then he met Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, then he met Harun alayhi salam, then he met Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he met Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa rafa'nahu makanan aliyya. And when he received the gift and he went via Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam congratulated him, welcomed him, etc. Marhaban bin Nabi Salih wal Ibn Salih. And then when he came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then proposed to him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to go back to the Almighty and to ask for reduction and to ask for concession, etc. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a great prophet, and of course that 50 salah was then reduced to 5 salah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet. He was from amongst the Ulul Azm Anbiya. The Torah was revealed upon him. However, here his tone is, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي لَا يَخْفَىٰ عَلَىٰ مَنْ لَهُ أَدْنَى ذَوْقٍ. Anyone who's familiar with choice of words, presentation, respect, etc., will pick up a lot of language, you know, in terms of humility. And that is a key message. That's a takeaway point from here, my brother and my sister, that when I speak to my dad, when I speak to my mom, when I speak to my teacher, when I speak to my ustad, when I speak to my senior, let there be respect in my language. Let there be respect in my choice of words, in my expression, in my demeanor, in every regard. Verse number 66, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is requesting permission for enrollment. Verse number 67, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Khadir alayhi salam, on the other hand, responds with strong words. The word lan in Arabic comes for emphasis. Surely you will not be able to be patient with me. You will not be able to be patient with me. So I don't see the compatibility between the two of us. Really speaking, O Musa, I understand your request and your application, but you will not able to honor the conditions of enrollment here by me. And from this, the scholars also deduce that it is within the rights of a mentor to have certain requirements if anybody wants to sit in his company. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لِلشَّيْخِ الْإِشْتِرَاطِ مَعَ الْمُرِيدِ بِمَا يُرَىٰ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لِلشَّيْخِ الْإِشْتِرَاطِ بِمَا دل على أن للشيخ الاشتراط مع المريد بما يرى. We learn from here that the teacher and the mentor has the right to put down certain conditions. You know what? My conditions are stringent, and this is how we teach. This is the institution in which we are. But this is where knowledge is acquired. قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. You will surely not be able to exercise patience with me. And verse number 68, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. The truth be told, how can you possibly bear with me and hang out with me and persevere on a knowledge which you have not encompassed? So you don't understand the intricacies, the mysteries, the details, the ins and out of this year. So I don't expect you to comply. So rather I inform you in advance that, you know what, O Musa, you're not going to make it to stay with me. Now let's just pause here for a moment again. This all has occurred because of one statement of Musa alayhi salam when he was asked, can you understand tarbiyah? What was the statement? Who's the most learned? And he said, me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom put Sayyidina Musa through this journey in which this nurturing and this tarbiyah was taking place. And my brother and my sister, I urge you, I implore you, and I remind myself, each one of us requires nurturing, molding, and guidance. A Nabi receives revelation throughout his life. How can I reach a stage in my life where nobody tells me? Regardless of my age or your age or the age of any person, I could well be a mentor to my student, but I need someone to be mentoring me. And the same applies to my mentor. There has to be a mentor for him. But if we reach a point that I can only dictate and advise and nobody tells me, then unfortunately, that's the recipe for disaster. اصبر على مر الجفا من معلم فإن رسوب العلم في نفراته ومن لم يذق مر التعلم ساعة تجرع ذل الجهل طول حياته. اصبر على مر الجفا. Persevere on the bitter molding and nurturing of your tutor, because in that lies knowledge. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَذُقْ مُرَّ التَّعَلُّمِ سَاعَةً. And the one who did not contend with discipline and nurturing and certain procedure in his raising, in his upbringing, then he will have to contend with the repercussions of ignorance for the rest of his life. Why? Because his decisions will be flawed. Nobody would advise him in life. I'm having an influx and of so many thoughts that I heard and learned from my teacher throughout my life in terms of advice, guidance, wisdom, etc. I'll just share one with you and I'll wrap up. He had often said to me that do not argue with a fool. A fool's got no respect to lose in an argument. He'll provoke you to utter something in which you can lose your respect totally. Wow. How deep, how profound. Somebody gets into an argument with you, That man doesn't have any value or honor or respect. This is the kind of life he's opted for. So he might use obscene, vulgar, unpleasant language and provoke you to that. If you utter anything unpleasant or conduct yourself in an uncouth manner, you compromise all the respect that you have. So what's the message, my brother? Knowledge comes with a price. Information is free. Knowledge comes with a price. Information is free. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with divine knowledge. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.